Hello, ladies. Welcome. Let's get motivated for the weekend. What's up? How is everybody doing? I feel like I've been a little out of touch with the tribe since we've been here in Nashville for our two-day coaching event. Hello, Julie. Y'all come in and just say hi. And I'm going to have y'all put some stuff in the comments here in a minute, but I just want to kind of, I'll wait a couple minutes to get everybody in here. So we are in Nashville, all the team, me, Mary Jo, Kathy, Corinne, Paula, and we're here in the middle of the two-day. Actually, it ends in just a couple of hours. The two-day kind of intensive coaching with about 30 gals. And then this afternoon, don't stop believing. Our registration starts, and we're going to have a meeting tonight, and then we're going to have, I'm not sure, it's 100 and something gals running, a lot of them in their very first 5K, 10K, or half marathon tomorrow morning. And I heard Kathy say earlier that I think it's going to be like 60 something degrees at 6 in the morning, which I'm so excited about because it was so hot last year. And it's going to get warmer, obviously, through the day. But the half marathoners get started at 6:15. And then the 5K and 10K get started at 6:45. So it's going to be a good early start. It'll be nice and cool to start out with. And then we will be there until the last women come across that finish line, and we're going to have an amazing looking finish line and medals and snacks for everybody at the end. We have pop chips, all of Corinne's favorite pop chips, ding dongs, Twinkies, and donuts. So I'm sure y'all will see a lot of pictures and stuff from the event tomorrow. So I'm just so excited. I love these in-person events. These are the favorite, one of my favorite things I get to do here at PNP as a coach, is to come and meet people in person and just experience these things with them. So, all right, we got a bunch of people coming in. Oh my gosh, we'll post a million pictures, Kathy. No worries. All right. So how has everybody been doing with On the Clock week? That's what I'm going to talk about in a minute. But first, I got to get the shout outs going. So let me pull those up here real quick. Thanks to Miss Mary Jo for pulling these out. I got to move my phone over a little bit. There we go. Yes, we will post a bunch of pictures. I'm just so excited. All right. So, oh, Jennifer, you're here. Okay, so are you going to be doing the race? I hate to call it a race because, y'all, it is not a race. It's not like anybody's competing against anybody, but that's just the easiest thing to call it. So, if so, I will see you later on today. All right, guys, shout outs for this week. Donna Ord. I think maybe she's actually here in Nashville this weekend. I think somebody said they saw her. She has made, y'all listen to this, 365 days of 24-hour plans and has lost 64 pounds in those 365 days. That's the way you do it, y'all. It is consistency. It is doing a plan. It is not doing anything perfectly, not making a plan perfectly or following a plan perfectly, but it is consistency of practicing making that commitment to yourself and practicing following through on that commitment imperfectly for as long as it takes, right? And she's lost 64 pounds in the last year. Amazing. Love it, Donna. Christy Butler, she was eating one of her big ass salads. And her, I love it, it's like she was eating her BAS and her FGT, her fat girl thinking, was saying, "This is so good, just keep eating." No one else has ever heard that before, right? I hear that on the daily. Her future self, Cece, which I love that future self name, stopped her and said, "Wait 10 minutes." She set a timer and she found out she was full. She said she made herself proud and her future self has her back. I love that. You know, you can always eat more after the 10 minutes if you're still hungry, right? And that's what I love. Because sometimes, y'all, I love my big ass salads. And the last few weeks, I've just, oh my gosh, I've just loved my salads. And, you know, I reach my plus two and I'm like, oh my God, I want to eat more. It's so good. And then I think, you know what? I can recreate this exact, I have every single thing in the fridge, right? I can recreate this exact same salad tomorrow if I want to, or the next meal if I want to, right? I love that thought. Like, this food is always available to me when I am, you know, when I'm ready for it, when my body is ready for it again. I can recreate this experience whenever I want. I can, if I don't have it here, I can go to the grocery store and get all that stuff again, right? So I love that. We got some non-scale victories here on weigh-in day. Deb Conway said, I got all my courage up and tried a hot yoga class this week, and I didn't die or get pregnant. Y'all, hot yoga is not my favorite, but some people love it. And, I don't like my yoga to be a workout, because I do other things for my workouts, right? I like my yoga to be more kind of, restorative, let's say. But some people love that hot yoga, and I swear I do when I have done hot yoga before, I have sweat in places that I've never sweated on before, like the tops of my feet. I just remember like the tops of my feet sweating. I was like, oh my God, okay, I can actually sweat more than I thought I could. Candy Rokemore, she got all my oh my God. Oh wait, this is a typo. Either Deb or Candy did a hot yoga class, but I bet both of them didn't get do a hot yoga class and didn't die or get pregnant. Mary Jo cut and pasted both of those. But Deb and Candy did awesome things this week, let's just say. Maybe they both did hot yoga, but I bet they both didn't say the exact same thing, that I didn't die or get pregnant. Deb or Candy, if y'all are on here, let me know what you did. If you didn't do hot yoga, you did something else awesome. So you get a shout out anyway. And Leslie Bishop walked for 30 minutes every day this week. That's so awesome, Leslie. Kathy and Mary Jo and I got out this morning at the hotel and just walked around the parking lot. And it was just a good temperature. It wasn't too humid. And we just got in some good girl time, and I loved it because we've been kind of sitting a lot during the day for the 2 days. So I love just getting out and walking. Y'all, doesn't have to be any more complicated than that. Doesn't have to be hot yoga. Doesn't have to be weights. Doesn't have to be running. Your movement can look like whatever you want. So just remember that. Okay, so those are our shout outs. And so today I want to talk about On the Clock. And I was just going through the weigh-in thread today. Sorry, y'all. I'm kind of adjusting my table a little bit. Y'all should see this setup I have. I have my laptop. Well, my phone is propped up against my laptop. And I have it stacked on. I have my laptop stacked up on the Bible from the hotel room. And like four different notebooks. So it'll be a little bit taller, and it's still like, I know there's all that ceiling above me, but anyway. So, I was looking at the weigh-in thread, and some of you all are still got some work to do on the weekends, right? And a few weeks ago, maybe it was a couple months ago, I did a weekend motivator where I talked about the weekend is a third of our week, right? It is one third of our week. If you count like right now, you know, Friday afternoon through Sunday, that is about one third of the entire week, right? And so if you are not planning on the weekend, if you are not following your plans on the weekend, if you are just deciding to celebrate your weight loss from today through the weekend, then you are screwing your weight loss, basically, because, you know, the weekend is a big part. It's not just 2 days. It's, you know, it's Friday afternoon, and, you know, may even be like a little bit on Monday, you know? And so it's a big part of your week. So it has to be just as important and just as planned as the rest of the week. It can be planned differently, right? And that's perfectly okay, but it still has to be planned. So So that's why, you know, it's that's why we get on here for the weekend motivator, because the weekends are just as important as the rest of the week. But I want to talk about the on-the-clock challenge, and this is definitely something for y'all to continue through the weekend. It'll be fascinating for y'all to continue through the weekend, right? Where, like, are your hunger signals going to be different through the weekend, since you're on kind of a different schedule maybe, right? And you're on a different, in a different routine on the weekend. And, you know, you're eating maybe some different foods on the weekend. Always planned, right? But it'll just be interesting to see how your hunger signals maybe change and maybe look differently on the weekends through this on-the-clock challenge. Congrats, Teresa. 26 pounds down. Get in that Queen's Club, girl. Get in there. Okay. So I want y'all to post in here what you learned, what you've learned so far in the on-the-clock challenge. A lot of you all posted about it in the hashtag on-the-clock thread that I also went through earlier today. But what have y'all learned about it? I learned about yourself, rather, in the on-the-clock challenge. And I pulled out three big things that I saw that you all learned. But I definitely want y'all to post in here too. And just one thing that you learned about drinking water, that you learned about your hunger scale. Julie, hunger is not an emergency. Love it. Oh my gosh, y'all. That was just one of the biggest lessons I ever learned. Because I truly believed for a long time that hunger was an emergency, that if I didn't eat, I was going to. Oh, hold on a minute. Housekeeping. Hi.
Hi.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
You sure?
Yeah.
Do you need anything?
Just a washcloth real quick.
Washcloth?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm doing that. Yes, that's perfect. Thank you so
anything
much.
Else?
No, that's
all
it.
Right, thank you.
Sorry, y'all. Should have known that was going to happen during my video. Oh my gosh, so many people are posting. Okay, so let me go through what I kind of pulled out, and then we'll see if there's any different ones, you know, that you all posted, right? So let me just start with mine. And I thought I would do this kind of from a few specific people that I saw post in that thread, and I wanted to give you all some quotes from them because it was really fun to just kind of find out some quotes. Oh my God, the comments are coming in hot and heavy. So, okay, number one, you don't have to eat according to the clock, right? A lot of you all are still eating according to the clock, where you just have gotten into a routine where, you know, I wake up, I, you know, get ready, I, you know, take the kids to school, and I get to work at, you know, 9 a.m., and that's when I eat breakfast. No matter what, right? No matter whether I'm feeling hunger, no matter what. And so that's definitely something that some of you all learned, is that you're just still eating according to the clock and not according to your hunger signals and when you're truly at -2. And this is actually, and so you can, a lot of times you can usually go longer, right? You can sometimes go a lot longer without eating, you know, eating your first meal of the day. Right? And so this is a quote from Mary Jo, actually, from our own community manager, Mary Jo McDonald. She said a lot of times she tells herself, I need to eat, right? And watch that thought, right? Because just because you tell yourself, I need to eat, and it might be because it's a certain time, because it's, you know, just your routine and your habit. But a lot of times you don't need to eat, right? That is actually a lie that you're telling yourself. And do you need to eat? Or do you really truly need to eat? Or do you just want to eat? Because when you say a lot of times I need to eat, you really mean I want to eat. Because I'm just used to doing it this way. I'm used to doing it at this time. And it's uncomfortable to build a new habit, right? And so really watch that thought, I need to eat, and then follow it with, is that true? Is that really true? if I'm following my hunger scale, a lot of times I don't need to eat yet. So just watch that thought. All right, the number two was, I love this quote from Paula. Every day gets to be different. That's just a really good thought for anything, right? But especially when you're thinking about your hunger scale. I answer a lot of questions and ask coaches about, well, today I didn't get hungry until like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but yesterday I was hungry right when I got up. You know, what's wrong with me? Absolutely nothing is wrong with you. Your hunger scale varies from day to day. And that's why we have you do these kind of hunger scale challenges, like on the clock, so that you just stay really curious with what, you know, when your body needs food and when it doesn't. And it's not at the same time every day. Again, our brain is always looking for routines. It's always looking for ways to do the easiest thing and put out the least amount of energy. And so that's why we get into routines. It's not because we're really, truly hungry a lot of the times. Our brain just doesn't want to have to think, oh, am I actually hungry or not? It's lazy, you know? And so that's why we do these kind of things, so that you have to kind of get back into consciousness, get back to work a little bit, listening to your body. So she said, every day gets to be different. And I just love the, even kind of the spirit of that statement, right? It can be a good thing. I see having to think about my hunger every day, having to think about what I think about every day. I see that as an honor and a privilege of being alive on this earth. I don't want to just float through this life. I don't want to just, you know, zone out and not think about anything. Now, sometimes I plan to rest my brain, right? And I, you know, go and watch Vanderpump Rules or whatever for 45 minutes. I mean, and I don't have any problem with that because that's a scheduled brain break for me. I know there's some more Vanderpump Rules fans in here, okay? So y'all own up if you are. But most of the time, I like to be conscious and aware of what is going on in my body, around me, in this world, because that's being alive to me. And I want to be alive. I want to live this life. So again, I just see that as a good thing, that every day gets to be different and I get to just figure it out every day. All right, the last thing is that we really, and this just kind of goes along with what people are, with what I was saying a minute ago, is that we just get out of the habit of listening to our body, right? We just start to kind of check out sometimes. And Maggie, I have a quote from Maggie here where she said, "Oh my gosh, my stomach just growled. That never happens," right? And it may be because she doesn't let herself get to a negative two, or it may be that she just wasn't consciously like listening for that. And that's what this on the clock challenge does, is that, you know, you're drinking water, you're on the clock. Some of you all were really watching that time go down, and that's okay because that's part of consciousness and awareness. And you were really hyper aware of what was going on. So Maggie was like, "Oh my God, I actually heard my stomach growl." And I don't think that she had heard that in a while. Helen, so this is again, kind of goes along with that, you know, like it's okay to be a little hungry, right? It's okay to even get to -3 and -4 every once in a while. You're not going to die. And Helen said, "I think I'll survive." I just love that quote because, you know, we're not going to die or get pregnant if we just sit with a little hunger. You know, if we're on the clock, we've had our water, and our stomach starts growling and we've got maybe 10 minutes left, we're going to be okay, right? We know we get to eat in 10 minutes. So, yeah, and like when you're at that -3, -4, when you're sitting with some hunger, your body is dining in on its own fat. So, bonus, hello. So that's kind of what I took from the on the clock challenge. But y'all have, oh my gosh, a ton of takeaways. Marlene says, many times I'm not really hungry. Yep. And there was some discussion in the group at some point. Yeah, there was a post earlier this week, I think, just talking about like, you know, sometimes I'm just not hungry and I only get to eat like one meal and I'm pissed about that. Or I only, you know, only get to eat two meals a day when I used to eat three. Or whatever it is, right? When you're really listening to your body, you don't necessarily eat three meals a day. And if that pisses you off, ask yourself why, right? Why is it not okay to just listen to your body and eat it when it needs fuel? Probably because when you take the food away, what's left in your life, right? And that's a really good question to ask. Or what do you want to be left in your life? That's an even better question, right? Yes, I wasn't really hungry. I think my negative two is probably more like my negative three, because when I wait, I'm starving. Yes, Amanda, like maybe you're waiting too long to eat, and then that could result in some overeating, right? And so maybe you need to back it up and eat a little bit sooner. Really good takeaway. For Susan, it was a lot easier than she thought it would be, right? I mean, a lot of times these hunger scale challenges, we kind of get some fear around them. And when we actually try them, it's just not that big of a deal, right? I won't die if I can't eat as soon as I'm hungry. Yep, we got plenty of fuel on board. It's not that big of a deal. Kathy learned that evening snacking was a habit. Right, weren't actually physically hungry, right? A lot of you all, especially if you eat dinner, I mean, these evening snacks, it's only usually like 2 to 3 hours, maybe, or even less, after your meal. You're not physically hungry most of the time. Laurie says that I actually don't require as much food as I think I do. Yep. And that, you know, again, you can be kind of mad about that. Or you can decide, I was working with a private client on this the other day. It's like, how could I think about that in a positive way? I could take the food that's left over and have it for another meal. So I'm saving food. I'm saving money because I have a whole nother meal here, or even, you know, multiple meals. I'm obviously losing weight, or if I'm following the hunger scale, you know, ultimately you're losing weight. There's all kinds of positive things about eating less food, right? You know, it saves you time. If you're not eating meals, you can do something else with that time. So just kind of open up your mind to different ways of thinking about it. Jamie says, I would not have believed in April that I could wait an hour to eat. How powerful is that, right? You prove that to yourself. Prove yourself wrong. Allison says, I don't need to eat breakfast. Yeah, I quit eating breakfast a while back. And I just have my coffee. And some days I'm like, you know, I mean, if I get hungry, I'll eat, but I just don't. You know, sometimes I might get hungry around 11 or something like that, but everybody's different. Everybody's different. That's not for everyone. All right, let's see. Most of the time I'm just thirsty. Bingo. So true, right? I manage to skip breakfast each day and simply wait for lunch. I've learned my body only needs two meals a day, and that's okay. Again, that's not for everybody, but for some, it is. And it also depends on the day, right? Days are going to look different. Some people are not going to eat breakfast one day, and they may eat breakfast the next. Mary says, really helps you feel how your body reacts to hunger and how it truly takes care of you. Y'all, our bodies are just amazing. If you just think about how our bodies like breathe for us when we're asleep, and we don't have to do anything. And like the whole digestive system is just like fascinating. How does this whole thing work? How do we stay alive, you know? And so if we can kind of just come from a place of wonder for our bodies and how they work and how they always are, they always have our back, right? They're always there to help us. You know, they're always there to support us. Corinne talks sometimes about it, almost just, it gets me emotional sometimes when I think, you know, our bodies love us so much that if we decide to sit, you know, to sit and slump over in a couch, you know, like on a couch all day and watch TV, our spine will actually literally start to shape to the couch to protect us and to support us. Our body just wants to love us, however it can. And so I just love to think of my body that way, that it's telling me, it's always coming from a place of love for me. And so when I get hungry, when I get sat, you know, feel satisfied at my plus two, it's telling me, hey, this is for you. I'm telling you these things for you because I love you. And I want you to, you know, feel the best that you can. And so, yeah, I just love kind of that compassionate, loving voice coming from my body. Water is more important than food. Yes, a lot of times, right? I mean, you can definitely live a long time without food, but not with water. I mean, and we're not talking about like doing water fasts or anything, but yeah, sometimes we're just dehydrated. I didn't need to eat just because the clock said so. Yes, Catherine, that's what I was talking about earlier. I've learned that I'm not really hungry, but thirsty. Yes. Let's see. Marianne says, I'm now getting my stomach growling when I'm hungry, and it wasn't really doing that all that much before the challenge. Now it's loud. Yes, so you really start hearing and feeling those hunger signals. 64 ounces may not be enough for me. Yeah, you may need a little bit more. All depends on your urine, right? You want your urine to be a light yellow. Yes, and thank you, Hot Mess Express, for coming up with this. I just saw downstairs earlier this morning two of the Hot Mess Express gals, and the rest of them will be here, I think, later today. Jean just said she thought it was going to be Thelma and Louise from Hot Mess Express when they knocked on the door. That's hilarious. No, of course, it was housekeeping. Got me a couple of towels. I'm good to go. Jean, yes, the hunger does go away a lot of times. Sometimes it doesn't, and that means you eat, right? But sometimes it's just, sometimes it's actually your body digesting its food. Because sometimes I will eat, and like an hour or two later, I will think I feel hunger, but it's actually just my body digesting food. And so it's making some noises. It's kind of moving around in there. And no, it's actually digestion going on because I drink some water and then I'm fine. Yep, usually it's the clock or boredom. Yep, not true hunger. Yes, Beth, absolutely. Way to be honest with yourself, right? Okay, now we got the Vanderpump comments. That is a reality show on Bravo called Vanderpump Rules. It is, I finished out this season, but I'm done with it. It's kind of my guilty pleasure. But sometimes I use it as a brain break, and I will not, I will own it. All right, let's see what else. Vanderpump. Love this, Jennifer. It proves that I can gain control. You're always in control, right? You're not at the victim, you know, you're not a victim to your body or its, I mean, you really can choose to eat whenever you want. Christy, all the challenges are explained in your Massive Action Line newsletter email that comes out every Sunday. So if you're not getting those, email support@pnptribe.com. and just make sure you're on that list. And then all members are on the list, but just make sure your email is up to date. And then check your promotions and your spam and make sure they're not sitting in there. But all this stuff is always explained in the Massive Action Line. That's the best way to learn about what's going on every week. And speaking of, I think Kathy Hartman just sent me the draft of this week's Massive Action Line that I've got to look through, and then we'll get it sent off to y'all on Sunday. Mindy says she does get shaky and lightheaded, but not usually. So she's kind of become more aware of some hunger signals. Let's see. Hello, my friend Melissa. We got some Vanderpump Rules discussion here. I won't get into that today. Let's see. Okay, Ivana, she had an operation this week. She looks to food as a reward. I deserve it now because I made it through the operation. We're not dogs and we don't need treats, right? We don't need treats for going through an operation. And now your body is healing, right? It needs good, healthy foods to heal. And so, you know, we don't use food as a reward for anything around here. I love that. We're not a dog. We don't need treats. So just really think about that. Think about why you think you deserve a reward for having an operation, right? I mean, a lot of times it's kind of part of our society, right? People bring food over and, you know, you have all this food at the hospital or whatever it is. But I want you to ask yourself, you know, what does my body need now to heal? Needs good, healthy fuel foods, right? Hey, Cindy from Little Rock. How's the flooding there? Ugh, all that is so terrible. All right, let's see. I work on weekends, don't get to eat on any schedule, so it's been good to really get that. Hunger is not an emergency. Found out that I'm more thirsty than hungry. Yeah, a lot of you all who, you know, teachers and nurses and stuff who are on a schedule, I mean, you know, you do whatever you need to do, right? But in terms of, you know, not being able to eat until a certain time, you know, you'll be okay, right? You might be a little uncomfortable, but you'll be okay, and then you get to eat. If I eat a snack or dessert with dinner, should I just count it as part of dinner? I mean, my thing is, if a snack is dinner, it's dinner. In terms of, it's whatever you plan. And as long as it's eaten according to the hunger scale, then, then you're fine, right? And as long as it's planned. So I don't know if that dessert would be planned as an exception or what, but don't overthink this stuff. As long as you are following your hunger scale, Heather, then, and you are following your plan, whatever you've written down, you know, it's just food, right? You don't even have to think so much about meals specifically. I mean, think of your plan as just a list of food that you might eat or you might not. But you're not going to eat anything other than that, and you're always going to follow your hunger scale. Y'all know that on your plan, you can always overplan your food because you're still. I had a question on this the other day with and asked coaches, what if I don't eat all the food on my plan? Well, you're still following your plan if you don't eat all the food on your. The goal is not to have like this perfect plan that you eat absolutely everything on it. The perfect plan, if there is such a thing, which I don't like that word, but is you following your hunger scale and only eating food that is on the plan. And again, it's just a list of food. It doesn't have to be grouped into specific meals. It doesn't have to be grouped into snacks. You just got to stop when you're at plus two, right? And not eat again until you're at your negative two. So just keep it simple. Katie says her grocery bill is a lot less since joining, more than what she pays for a monthly membership. That's awesome, right? Like, that's paid for. And a lot less waste since I'm planning and following it. Awesome. And Angela says she doesn't buy all those snacks she thought she needed. right? All right. Hello, Candace. Marietta. Oh, Marietta, this is long. I take blood pressure and antiemetic medications in the morning. I have my BP coffee, and some days I'm okay without eating until lunch. Some days, after taking meds but having had some BP coffee, I get queasy and dizzy and nauseous. Think it's because of the medications. If I eat a little protein on those days, it goes away. Eat a little protein, girl. I mean, you're not gaining weight over a little protein with your medication. Don't overthink that. Just plan to eat a little something. There's a lot of folks here in the group that you know, even if they're not hungry in the morning, they have medication to take in the morning, and they just plan a little something to eat with it. And that is not what is keeping any of us overweight, is a little bit of protein or whatever to take with our medications in the morning. That is not the problem, so don't focus on it as the problem, right? Yes, absolutely. I actually have one of my private clients that takes medication in the morning. I think she eats a hard-boiled egg usually with her medication. And it's just, you know, that's an exception from the hunger scale, because she just needs that for her medication and to keep her stomach settled. So just have that and don't overthink it. It's Rhonda. Rhonda is the one I was talking about. So she responded to Marietta. She said she now eats. I know sometimes you do a hard-boiled egg, Rhonda. But, so yeah, they're talking. Okay. Yes, there's flooding in Arkansas, y'all. It is not good. It's coming from down in Oklahoma. Our river and stuff is flooding. Heather, if it's just fruit, that's just part of your meal. You know, just part of your meal. So that's fine. No big deal on that. Sue says, I appreciate that. Always comes back to the four basics. Yep. It's as simple as that, y'all. Sometimes we can make it so much more complicated than it needs to be, right? Okay, y'all, anything else? Any other quick questions or anything on the on-the-clock challenge? We're going to do it. You know, y'all can continue to do it as long as you want. And, yeah, I mean, just kind of make it a habit. And it doesn't have to be for every meal, right? But just stay curious with it. Especially like over the weekend, when maybe you have a little bit more of a flexible schedule, you can say, you know what, I'm just going to keep this on the clock challenge going when I feel a little bit of hunger. I'm going to drink that water. I got my water. And I'm just going to stay curious about it. Listen to my body. Listen to my body that loves me and just wants to do the best thing for me. All right, let's see. I knew someone would ask about camp registration. It opens tomorrow. Yes, it opens tomorrow. You all will be getting an email about it. I do not know the exact time, but y'all will get in. Don't worry about it. So, yes, but camp registration opens tomorrow. All right. Yes, I don't know the exact time, Angie, but just watch your email. It'll be sometime in the morning. So watch your email, you know, watch the, I don't want to say watch the Facebook page, because I don't know. I mean, I'm sure as people start registering, they'll start posting, but you will get an email. Okay. So, but I don't want to tell you what exact time, because I do not know for sure and don't know. So, but just keep checking it. Like I said, sometime in the morning. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. We're going to be cheering these folks on for Don't Stop Believing tomorrow morning. We got our little party that tomorrow evening, and then we're going to do some more coaching on Sunday. So we're not done yet for sure. But yeah, for those of you all who want to come to camp in October and come back here to Nashville, can't wait to see you. Can't wait to meet you. All right, guys. Take care. Bye.